Good morning and welcome to
Irene. We were wondering.
We sit here like like old people thinking about a tune from the past and trying to figure out where it was from and who it was.
I got it right though.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yes.
No, you said Portishead. It's Massive Attack.
Oh, sorry. I interchanged them a little bit.
Mm. Hi, Catherine.
Hello.
Fake it till you can make it, Irene. Just, you know.
I'm still doing it and here I am.
Yeah.
I'm about to go to Masterton, but I'm not driving a toy car. I do often drive my lawnmower down the road when I'm cosplaying farming, mowing my lawn and verge and orchard. But there are two women who are going to be driving toy cars, the little electric ones that you sit in, 500 miles in Florida. And the reason they've done this, and I reckon this is great. If you think, oh, I'd love to get a Guinness World Record, just figure out something that nobody else has done. Make up a category. Mm. Which is what they've done, longest drive in a toy car, and then just apply and do it.
But I always wonder, how can you take 2 months out of your life to go and do that? I mean, it's for a good cause.
They're raising, for the glory.
But, I don't know.
The money can't buy that.
They're raising money for the Red Panda Network, and I don't like pandas.
Don't you? What about a red panda? Not really a panda.
No.
More of a kind of ginger possum.
They had them at the zoo. Like pandas?
No, I don't.
You don't like any kind of panda? What? No panda? You don't like pandas?
They annoy me. They irritate me.
What about a koala?
No, koalas are cute.
What's wrong with a panda?
You have to like pandas because they're so cute, but actually they only eat the energy they need. They're the laziest thing ever. Like, yeah. They eat all of that bamboo that just barely keeps them alive. It's just irritating. Don't you think that's irritating? I think it's irritating.
Tell you what, you stay alive long enough, you find out a lot of things about Irene Pink. None of them are ever kind of, very few of them make me feel better about myself. Gather, you never thought to yourself, you know what, I'd love to go somewhere, but I'd love to go somewhere just gently in like a toy car or a moped or no. Remember the guy who drove the lawnmower tractor a really long way?
So the toy car, is that the one where you have to pedal it, though?
No, I don't. No, they're American.
Now, that would be a thing. That would be if they actually had to pedal it.
Your pedal car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm irrationally mad at the traffic at the moment, though.
Are you?
Yeah, irrationally mad at it. It's like,
unsurprised.
If a journey shouldn't take an hour, even though if it takes an hour, but then I refuse to believe it takes an hour, so I'll still be late. So I'm just irrationally mad at it.
I've tried to get better at being on time. I use the predictive thing on the phone these days,
same.
And I'm
keeps
still...
keeps me from being wild, but also...
Yeah.
Can we talk about the expensive soup?
Yeah.
Yes. So there's a very high-end Chinese restaurant in London, and apparently there's a simple bowl of soup that costs £128, which
is
New Zealand money.
$700.
it'd be about nearly $290 or something.
Something like that.
In the soup?
Yeah.
Caviar? Champagne?
No. Shark fin.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of these stories, I think, we're just basically predicting the end of late-stage capitalism as we know it. This is another one. Shark fin. Scallops, quail eggs, chicken, pork, sea cucumbers. It would be just as good probably without the shark fin.
What's wrong with the shark fin? Like, you can eat shark fin.
No, they're endangered, Irene.
They just butcher the poor old shark.
Oh my God.
So that, you know, they're just tiny little thing in a soup that you don't even know is there.
Do they just take the fin off and then, like, throw the rest back?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not good, Irene.
No, it's terrible.
I agree.
But what's even worse is that the soup is called the monk jumps over the wall because apparently it's so good even a vegetarian monk would... literally jump over a wall to eat it, but it's been very poorly reviewed. So you're paying £128. Oh, what is wrong with the world for a very average bowl of soup? It comes at soup for two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it's for two.
It may as well be at the airport though, because everything's so expensive at the airport. You'd probably end up spending that much just by an ordinary bowl of soup at Auckland Airport, I reckon.
Yeah, regional Koru for anyone's there.
Veggie, tomato soup.
I love their soup. You could buy probably a glass of wine from an airport that's put a vineyard on its roof in Italy.
Yes.
You know, I've done a lot of stuff, seen a lot of presentations on green roofs and things like that. Mm. Issues with weight, you know, you've got to be very careful with the architectural structure of the roof and drainage. Italy, they've said, you know what, Florence, we're renowned for our wine growing. We're going to put a vineyard on the roof. Downwind, they say, of any of the fuel and the fumes and the vapours and things normally from an airport, because that would be different. That won't go well for the particular vintage. But I think that's great. They can have a little vintner up there taking care of it, and then they have a little boutique harvest, 38 rows of vines, and then they'll cellar it I think, in the bottom of the airport and then serve it.
But they're not the wine-grown grapes aren't on the roof because that would be all dirty.
Well, some of them are.
No, those are non-fruit-bearing. It's around the berm where the...
Oh, on the berm?
Yeah.
You've done your research, haven't you? They're going to put some olive trees in there as well.
Berm vines?
Well, because also it's the water in the soil, and I don't think grapes need a lot of soil, do they? Like grapevines.
Don't need.
Well, aren't you a cosplaying farmer?
Yeah, but I've got olives, but I haven't... I mean, I look down upon grapes out on West Auckland, the few that remain. They seem to do well, flourish.
They're in the ground. They're not at airports. But because they talked about five other standout features at airports. So my favourite airport in the whole world is Changi Airport in Singapore because of that waterfall I love. And also, I used to always go and have a shower in the hotel in the airport.
I slept in the hotel once during a
good
trip from hell, and it probably just about saved my sanity.
I would tell you what, though. New Zealand made the list of top five weird airports. Gisborne, you've got a train track that goes across the airport. I don't think any trains go on it anymore. And is it, what's the Tongan Island where John Olumu came from? Their airport, because the little atoll is so small that they've got to shut the gates on either side of the road in order for the planes to land. It didn't make the list, and I think it should have.
What's happening in Greece with the sunbathing thing? Are they being told to cover up or something or what?
Well, the problem is they are covering up their beaches with very expensive, hire-by-the-hour sunbeds. And the Prime Minister of Prime Minister of Greek, he came out on the TikTok and said, hey, no more. And they made a law, 70% of beaches must be free of sunbeds, 85% in protected areas, and they must be 4 metres from the sunbed to the sea. Difficult. Is it it's tidal, obviously, so they can just creep slowly forward and backwards.
It is odd, though, when you go overseas and you see beaches with it's also commodified, isn't it, with the you can't go onto certain parts of the beach because they belong to the hotels and
stuff.
It's weird for us because we think we belong, you know, we own everything. And what do you mean I can't go there? I'm going there.
Exactly, the Queen's Chain. Yeah. But also there are other places. Benidorm, Spanish resort.
Benidorm.
Good. You can go there for some excellent English breakfasts.
Yes.
Full English. Swimming between midnight and 7, €1,200 fine, $2,145.
That's fair enough, would imagine.
Why?
Because people like drunk a lot of British tourists.
Yeah, they say.
They
and no sleeping on the beaches.
No smoking on the beaches. Full moon and things.
In Portugal, and this, I think we should bring this here, I'm pretty sure you'll be keen on this, Irene. Portable speakers, a fine of up to €36,000.
Yeah. It's all right if you like the music that they're playing, but
you never do,
though.
When was the last chance you went to the beach or anywhere and you went, I like that music that's playing at an exceptionally loud volume?
No, you're right. Mm. But then I don't go to beaches to avoid the pandas.
Oh. Auckland's had a bit of a blunder, hasn't it?
Well, Raids was he was taken by this. He didn't believe that Orkney had that few people. That was what you were.
Well, I couldn't believe that 500 people couldn't eat their way through 720 Easter eggs. Yeah. They were going to order, and this is
a giant one.
Yeah, I have Scottish heritage, so I can say this. You know, renowned for our frugality. the general store meant to order 80 Easter eggs, but instead ordered 80 cases. For 500 people, which was 720 eggs, and they're having absolute conniptions. They can't figure out how to get rid of the eggs.
But what kind of eggs? Are they hollow eggs? Are they marshmallow eggs?
They didn't specify the eggs.
This is important information.
Yeah, are they the massive ones?
They're going to raffle off the extra 100, and they're going to raise money for the for the Royal National Lifeboat Institution.
They will. Easter eggs last a long time. We hide Easter eggs as part of a sort of ritual around the house and forget where they are. And then often the next year you end up with more eggs than you had, or you're cleaning and you go, oh, look, Easter egg. And often you go, wow, I remember that egg. That was 2 years ago. Still good. Still good to eat. I cellar them, basically, around the house.
I wonder how long chocolate does last, actually.
Wow.
Good point.
Not long around many people,
a good vintage. hey, look, Christmas is coming. if anyone wants a massive head of Queen Elizabeth and Philip, there are two 12-foot terracotta statues for sale over in the UK. They're not... I mean, they're kind of expensive. And then you've got obviously getting them here, unless you know someone in the UK who might want them. Or someone that you don't like, buy them for them and then just ship them and they'll turn up.
Yeah. 12 feet, what is that in metric?
3 meters.
That's like bigger than this room.
Yeah,
that's quite massive.
Yeah.
So the guy who's selling them said that they have them outside an OAP. I love the way they always say it's an OAP. Who lives in Windsor and he's got them outside and people come and take their photos next to them.
Yeah, they could be a tourist.
Maybe that's where Kate is.
I see the Cardinal Archbishop of Canterbury's come out and said that is scurrilous gossip, Irene, and that is a sin.
I am obsessed.
I'm obsessed
honestly,
too. I'm down the rabbit hole.
Where is she?
I don't know. I don't know whether you're planning a special, whether you have updates on Kate updates, but I tell you what.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Kate. It's no fun Kate. Being famous, you know. What's about the sock problem to finish that's held up a whole football game. Match? Did someone forget to bring their socks or what?
No, they had, so basically both the teams had the same colour socks. It's Chelsea, was it Chelsea?
Chelsea, Arsenal, I think.
And Arsenal.
Yep.
Well, why does that matter? Have they got different coloured jerseys on?
Yes, but that doesn't matter. You're not allowed to have the same type of...
Why is it? So they can distinguish whose foot was on the ball or something?
No, because there's a lot of money and, you know, uniform and kit and everything. So anyway, the upshot was that Chelsea, they got delayed. And so the Gunners had to go to the Chelsea mega store to go and buy some socks, different colour ones, after the ref objected. So it is a rule. I don't know why, to be honest.
So someone stressed to beggary had to do a dash down to the local and say, can I have...
black socks.
11, yep. Actually 15 to be safe, black
yep.
socks.
I guess so, okay. Yeah. I don't know what the audience, what the crowd, what do they call it at a sports event? Audience, crowd, sport audience. What did they do for the 30 minutes where everyone was sort of waiting around?
Yeah.
Just yelled at each other.
Socks aren't really in at the moment anyway, are they, from what I'm seeing? Like the
aren't
whole
they?
Kind of
oh,
pants
young
that
people.
Don't go all the way to your ankles and no socks is kind of a thing.
Yeah, it is a thing.
Have you got some on radar?
Yes, I do.
Is it intentional?
Yes, I've got a comfortable sock on for travel purposes today.